Right, but even with the cramps I read, it could be said, oh, but let's see how much progress just for. Okay, be well. Okay, good. Yes,
Yeah, but I'll be practicing.
that was nice. How you doing, Devin Moshe?
Well, Hashem, how's Rosh Hashiva feeling?
Nice to see you, Mark.
Yes, it's good to be here. It's great to be here.
How are you, Rebbe? Good to see you.
Okay. Elliot, how are you? Real sweet to have you.
Stop coming to the
You're doing over there.
Shalom, Rabbi.
This is everything.
Baruch Hashem. It's a little busy at work. I'm missing Shira.
Yeah.
I have to catch up on the.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know where they keep the seltzer, Rabbi. So.
Wait till Hello. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
because you never know. So you can say that's in the backyard. Yeah. Yeah. If you tell them that somebody who's been to, you know, each other means they should be in the house. Yeah, and she can get some. Okay. Okay, came out of the mother. Calling the name. Okay. Where's everybody?
Because we're still waiting, a couple more people hopefully will be coming soon. Oh, you got this new mask. Is there a upstairs is
here and there, but nothing huge. It's on the commentator cases and cheap are way down.
Yeah.
Way down.
But I don't know how these things work. Who's to know up
there? Yeah, exactly.
It will start in a minute, okay? Just waiting for the people to come.
That's a cool night, everybody. It's a little time to act.
Okay, today's night shiur is Hashem is begidrei bosis ledovra asa. In other words, we have a concept in Hilchas Mukta that not only is something that's muksa is muksa, but if something, the books is, say, lying on top of something else, and it was put there by Kavana, so then the bus is also Aser. So the bus is Ladover Aser, becomes Mukta Mamish. So, for example, the Gemara here says, Mevava Meralef, Mevav to Anach Lener Shem Upsila. Oh, yes, ready for you. Page 2. Hanach Lener Shem Shila Kol Denase Basis L'dom Rasi. That if you have a flame, Rashi says, L'dom Rasi L'shal Heves. The fire is the Muktz. That's the real Muktz. Muktz Modern Hashem Shakli Tofel L'shal Heves. Bo'od Abov L'av Yishun B'chayish L'kviya. But it's not because the reason why you can't move the fire is not because you're afraid you're going to put it out, extinguish it, but rather the ash is the actual fire, and the shemen, the psila, and everything else is the. there is the receptacle. Shemen is the oil, psil is the wick. All those things are buses to Dover Osir. So therefore, they are considered al-pidin muqs as well. And therefore, even if the fire will go out eventually, so they made a shmoshes. It was muqtza. So we go this katzai, made a shmoshes. This katzai look. So that's the idea of muqtza. Let's show another example here on page 3. Evan shall pi ha chavis. So you say you have a chavis, you have a barrel, and the cover of the barrel is a stone. Evan shall pi ha chavis. So chavis is a kli, a muktza. The Evan is muktza because the Evan is an Evan. So that's muktza. So say you want to move the chavis. So al pi pashtus, it should be usher to move the chavis. Because the chavis is a basis. So not only is the evan muksa, but the chavis also should be muksa. So the Mishnah says, if there is an evan al pi hachavis, Mata al tzida, v'hino fellas. So you could tilt the chavis, and the evid will fall down, and then you'll be able to use the contents of the chavis. But the question is why? How is that mutter? So look at the Gemara. Abarfuna barav, lo shanu el b'shocheach. The case was, you didn't put the evan on the chavis b'kavana. It was shocheach. So since it's a shocheach, so then it's not a basis. Look at Rashi. So the concept of a basis is if you put one thing on the other b'kavana, but if you just forgot it there, then that's not a basis. So that must be the case. Because if it would be a basis, then you wouldn't even be able to tilt it. So here, you're able to tilt it. So it must be that's not a basis. So back in the Mishnah. Evan shall be a chavis. Lat al tzid of Eno Fellas. Main hachavios. But say you have Kveis, you have 10 barrels. So now you're not going to be able to tilt it because it's all surrounded by barrels. So what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to pick it up and move it out. So how is it made a chavir? Pick it up, matal tzina, and then you tilt it. Vino fellas. Vino fellas. But again, that's the same idea. That it has to be shocheach. But mol shal akika. Say, you have mol shal akar. You have money on a pillow. Mol shal akar. You have money on the pillow. So the pillow. So if you show page 3. So the same idea that if you would have put it there because of it, then it would have been a buses, and it would be also. But if you didn't put it's not in buses. So then you can move the pillow. You can move the chavis if there's an heaven al gabi chavis. But if you put the mouse on the car be kavana, or you put the heaven on the chavis be kavana, so then the chavis itself is like an heaven. Because the bus gets the din. Then the buses itself becomes like muktzah mamish, and that's what he's saying. And then you have another example on page 4. So we'll say you have a pot that you did hatman, you surrounded the pot with something. So tamon v'kisa, and you covered the pot, bedover hanital b'shabbos, something that's not booked, say a towel. The towel is not muktzah. So you covered the pot. You would not mean you surrounded the pot with the towels, and you covered the pot with the towels. So then you have no problem. So you can move. You can remove the towels. But what if Tom and Bedovish ain't on it? But what if you did hatmana with something that's muktzah? Bekisa, Bedover Hanitol B'Shamis, but then you covered it up with Atmana, was Bedover Sheinu Nitol. Thank you. So page 4. So it was no problem. You can take it out because just take off the top. The top is a towel. Towel is not muktzah. Pick it up, get what you need, and that's it. I mean, don't tell the maxi. But Tom of the Kisa Bedovish ain't only Tom. But what if you did that money surrounded it with stones and you machas it with stones? Or should Tom of Bedovish ain't only Tom the Shabbos? Kisa Bedovish ain't only Tom the Shabbos. So the first case is Tom of the Kisa Bedovish ain't only Tom. Or Tom of Bedovish ain't only Tom. The kisa bedover she'enu nitol b'shabbos. So then you have a problem because you're going to move it. It's mechusa bedover anitol. So he says, "Imhaya megula miktsaso." If the pot was uncovered a little bit, so you could grab onto the pot. Imhaya megula miktsaso no telumah. So then you could grab on to the pot, and you'll be able to shake off the muktzah, and then you're good. Again, this is all cases you have to see. So obviously it's not a buses, because it would be a buses, you wouldn't be able to do it. so then it has to be the same thing over here. That it's shachach. Because if it wasn't shachach, then it would be, then the kli itself is mukta also, because it's a bosses. Then you would be able to move it. So this is the same principle. So you see over here that the idea being is that it has to what? It has to be kavana. If you left something by mistake, it's not bekavana. So then it's not a buses. We have to understand, what do you need kavana for? It should be kavana originally, kavana at the beginning of Shabbos, that it should be on, kavana for the whole Shabbos. Well, how much kavana do you need? So let's take a look at the Truma Sadesh. There's a Truma in the Truma Sadesh. Page 6 of the Sharblad, and page 7 is the beginning of the Truma. Shlomcho Yaskel Lachada Ahuvi Abiti Sheiri Arav Rav Yuda. See, it's interesting. The Hungarians, they write Yehuda Yuda. But it's interesting that even in the, this is a fascinating thing, that even in the time of the Truma Sadesh, they were writing Yuda. I've never seen that in Rishon. You see that in the Ungarish Svarim, you know, but it's interesting that this is a good idea, no? You do some research. Maybe he'll find me an interesting.
They're worried they're going to turn the Dao into a hay and then Shem Hashem.
Right. They're afraid they're going to write Shem Hashem. So you write Yuda. So, Sheiri Harav Rav Yuda, Asher Shali, and Hunach Ben Tavar Mukhtza Al Izachayfetz Lefnei Shavua. Say you put Mukhtza on something a week ago. Okay. You have your drawer, and in the drawer you put a wallet with money on top of a. Say you have a towel in the drawer, and then top of the towel you put a wallet. Not necessarily a wallet that you use every day. A wallet that you put there. So is this, and then you forgot about it. In other words, you're not thinking about what's in this drawer. You put it, you know, you put it like it is, and then you go on with life. You're not obsessing over this money that you put on top of the towel. You did it a week ago. He shared the Nair Hamukhtza. In other words, does the thing on the bottom, the towel, become a bosses? Or could you just take the shake off the wallet by just picking up the towel? However, lo nichal of miskavin, lo nasa bosses. Because you didn't have kavana specifically for Shabbos. You had kavana, you know, putting things away. It's not like, when you light a candle. So then you have kavana that the ash should be on the candle. Here, you don't even kavana. This is what was in the drawer. In the drawer was the towel. So you wanted to put the wallet in the drawer. So you put it on top of the towel. Did you really care about that there's a towel there? But that was the Matzias. He did it. And he did it. He says, wait, a week ago. So when you put things away in a drawer, they used to use teva place a box or whatever. It's not like you have kavana. This is on top of it. You needed to put your wallet there, so you put it there. You weren't miskavik. So we do we say that hoel v'lo hiniko lav b'miskavik lo nasebosis? So the shoyal, so he writes them, and it says in Rashi, Parak Noitam, Pesh Rashi Shomash, Dolo Nasa Shum, Dover Bosses, Elim Kane, Hiniach, Dover Mukta Bishfil, Shehe, Miss Yashiv, I love the Tov. He says that. He says that Rashi's mashma that you had to Tafka want to put this on because it fits good over there. In other words, when you light a candle, you're picking a fire. You want the fire, Tafka want the candle because that's where it's good. You're going to put the fire in the box. You're going to burn the, you know. So here, it's just it happens to be there was a towel in the drawer. But it's not like you care. When you miscarry, do you care? So as he says, "Mash the Loshon Rashi." To Lonas Shum Dover Bosses, and can in Ichal Dover Mukta Bishvil Yoshe Misyachim Olav Betov, Avam Hashem Menichin Benderach Akroy, Kimoshe Regilin Lahasim. They have a drawer, so you put this on top of that. It's not like you care what's on top of that. Because in other words, you can't, there's no room enough in the drawer that every item gets its own spot on the drawer. So you have to start piling things up. Could you care less? This is on the bottom. This is on the top. No, this is not enough room. Technically, you put the rollet on the bottom of the drawer. You put the towel on the bottom of the drawer. But after a while, there's no room. So you have to start the second level. So does that make it a bus? So he says, "Master of Rashi." No, it's Dav. Wow. So he says that's not called maniach, even though you had kavana. You know you do. Okay. So he says that unless you have specific kavanah, that this should be on top and this should be on the bottom, that's called shocheach. Even though you weren't shocheach, you knew what you were doing. If you'll tell you, he has a good memory. You'll ask him 2 weeks from now, where's the wallet? He'll tell you, it's in the drawer. Well, what's underneath the wallet? The towel. But it's not like he cares. He has a good memory. He'll tell you. He didn't forget. But Alpi did. That's called like okay. Because he didn't want that the towel necessarily is servicing the wallet. By a candle, you want the candle to service the fire. There are the Buddha Hamukta Bidarzeb in a Shmashus, we have Shabbos. Eilach Araya Mipesh Rashi Lahatir. Tiglame Bedavka Bishokheach. Shalom Midash Kvar Hayanochel. Unasabosis. But maybe that's only, what was the case that he did it beforehand? He did it beforehand and he was not mad. But what if he did it on Erev Shabbos? So maybe it's different when you do it on Erev Shabbos. The Beniach Erev Shabbos feel by cry. So that's the Shaila. In other words, is there a difference if you do it on Erev Shabbos or you do it a week early or 2 days early? So from Rashi, there's only mashma that you can be makel when it was Shukvar Haya Nachal of Bonas and Moses. It was from an earlier time. Maybe Erev Shabbos is different. It says, Om the Minyon Nashay Nacha Mukhtza Lachayfetz Lefnei Zman Beruba Nir Afilu Yidichu Betchila Bekavana. So he wants to say that maybe if you put it on sometime before, or a couple of days before, even if you put it to Kavana, then that's called, then that's anabasis. That was maybe the concept is if you did it before, then that's one thing. But if you put it in an Erev Shabbos, even if you didn't have this little kavana, whereas he did the mice in the sina that made a shmoshes, and then he would do it shocheach. So then it's shocheach, but if he wasn't shocheach and it's made a shmoshes, then it's a moses. But if he'd put it on not being shocheach beforehand, maybe that's also called that it's not a moses. When he goes on there, Be'er Shabbos, also Mashma, Mekabi Hachishari. So first he starts with this whole big thing that you have to have. You have to have kavana. But then he's saying that maybe kavana only is meaningful if you have kavana right before Shabbos. Say you have something, you're pretty crazy. People have things in their drawers from years ago, you know. So does that make sense? So he's saying that maybe originally he had some kavana, but the mice wasn't somach l'shabbos. So then maybe it's not going to be considered a bosses. But if he did inicho bidas be'er shabbos. But if it wasn't Hiniyuch Midas Be'er Shams, then it's not a buses. That's what the Shulchan Aruch wants to say. Let's see, hence brought in Shulchan Aruch, page 9. Shachach Evin is Dalit. Shachach Evin al Pia Chavis Mos al Akar, at the Chavis Seed of Evin of Fels, etc. That was the Mishnah. But so let's see the bottom line. We need to be daito, but if you had das, Nasi Shoshab Bechlisis HaShabbos. Asa Lahatos Adai. There, the Magen Avraham says, look, Vav, the Magen Avraham, Aval Nicha B'Kavana B'Chol. The lawyer died to Shishan Shabbos, has put it there on the weekday, and he didn't have Kavana, that he, once Shabbos came, he forgot. So that's Shochech. So he has to have Kavana. So first day, Shulchan Aruch says he has to have Kavana, that it should at least be there b'chnisas Shabbos. And the other opinion, page 10, v'yishomim, tafil nichum shom adash kishar shom k'tisas Shabbos, v'yishomim Shabbos mutu l'atus n'ayim, v'osro al b'diach al dash kishar shom kol ha-Shabbos. So those are the 2 days. Whether it's k'nisas Shabbos is enough, when you put it before Shabbos, it be there b'knisas Shabbos, or it should be there whole Shabbos. Then it gets a dinner buses. Then the Rambam says an important thing. 2 lines at the bottom of page 10. In other midiach dvar mukta al shal chaveiro, that was say, put something on your pillow. Lord be the nasim bosses lover iser, ain on the muser shall chaveiro shalom bidaito. But you can't ask from your friend. It's interesting because, in other words, that's a din and ain on the muser dover shein shalom. So the same thing by bosses. It has to be your thing, your pillow, and then you put your money on your pillow, or even somebody else's money, maybe if they give you permission. But it's your thing that you're asking, your pillow. But you can't ask somebody else, even if you put a wallet on somebody else's pillow. Shalom b'daito. It's not awesome. He can be benayer the pillow on Shabbos. Yeah, someone leaves the tefillin in your talisman. Great. Yeah, there's a question whether the tefillin is mukta or not. But say he does that. But if you put your tefillin, comes to your house for Shabbos, say somebody comes to your house for Shabbos, and he puts you tefillin on your whatever. So it doesn't become us. It doesn't become a buses. If you look here now with Chayadam, he points out something interesting. And look at Siv Beis on page 11. Achiluk who bosses alo, who said, Chom bochum nachi bosses, Osel talta, kli afilu tzarkuchu mkob. Because once it's a bosses, it's books of Amish. So it's not... It's not mutter even with tzarchuf umkobo. And then he says another point. He says, "Afilu nami benu hamukza," and even to be benar in the mukza, have erect total klach and feel a chaser because the kli became mukza. The bosses, the kli guvu nasa kilu, v'atzma hamukza, uvamakom dolo nasa bosses. But what if it didn't become a bosses? If it didn't become a bosses because it wasn't with Shochech. So then and somebody before Shabbos, he meant to put his wallet face over there and he put it by mistake on the pillow. So now it's not a bosses. So that he could take the pillow and tilt it. Welcome to Lanasa Basim Sarsan Shmugva Shokli, Sarum Koba Klimu to Lanaya Mukta, Davi Tilto Kalachaya. Seems so. But it's interesting that even when it's Mutter Lanaya, when it doesn't become a boss, it's only Mutter to move the pillow to Gufo Mukoba. So just stop to move the pillow would be awesome. Even in a situation where it's not a bosses. So in other words, if it's a boss, it's totally awesome. If it's not a bosses, but you still look move it, the Tarkufu Mukomo. If you want to if you need to use the pillow, or you need to use the place where the pillow's on, then you can tilt the pillow and the wallet will fall off. But if it wasn't Surah Guva Mkobo, in other words, we don't say if it's a bus, it's Mukta Mamish. If it's not a bus, it's Heta Mamish. No. If it's Mukta Mamish, it's Mukta Mamish. But if it's not, then it's not Heta Gopar. It's only Mukta the Surah Guva Mkobo. That's what he writes more in Gimel. Says again, page 12. Had the Sharina New York, have said Hamukta. Say, in other words, he's afraid that something's going to happen to the Mukta and he wants to deny her. So he says it's Asa. Which is interesting. So let's take a look. Second page 14. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah have caught your test.
You can win today $25,000 cash.
Have caught your test on page 14. Aldashi Sharu, but he can be kavana b'chol. But if he had, if he puts it there, it's kavana in the weekday. The lohei daito befeir she shar shav shabbos. He like he did that. Wasn't saying I'm putting things away for Shabbos. It was on a Wednesday. He wasn't thinking about Shabbos. And then he forgot all about it and left it there. That's called Shokheich. That's the possession that we just said. So you have to have Kavana that you're going to want it for Shabbos. So he says two things. You have to have Kavana you want it for Shabbos, and you want Dafka Kavana that it should be there. That's the basis. If you would need to have Shabbos culturally and item fish, she shall have cleases of Shabbos. So the basis of says you have to have Kavana that should be the cleases of Shabbos. And a Shabbos Shachos all. You can do most, he's mostly, we mostly was getting a Nichol of them. So at the Mogen of Rome says, that's what we saw the Truma Sadesh, based on Rashi. It has to be only Shviel She Yashiv Alav Betoyif. So that's a, those are two separate issues. One issue is that you have to there on Shabbos. We just put it there the week that you forgot about it, and then it was there on Shabbos. So those are the 2 days. So the post can seem to say that you need it to be this is for Shabbos. But then the other question is it that what you want it to be there because it's good for the wallet that there's a towel underneath? So it's not good for the wallet, the towel doesn't make a difference. So that's what he said. That's a true Sadesh. That's what he calls the Mogen Avraham. He says, where is he? He says from the Mogen Avram. Din Bosses, Mosik Mogen Avram, Bikri, Bosses, Elim Kedi, Niachal of Dover, Mixum Shvil, Chi Yashiv, Allah Betoif. That it'll be good. It'll be good. The way there's a positive necessity that you want on the thing of the bar. Baba Shanich, Dech Kroy, Mushagil, Simateva, Hafotsim Elo Alein, Mish Elo Revach. Like that's the Mamish the Truma Sadesh. Because I have the Choshi Maniach El Shukhech. What about? So if you put something on even. So you put something on the towel, even though you had in mind that it's ready, it's on Friday afternoon, you put it there. But you couldn't care less if the towel was there. It doesn't, if you light a fire, you care that it's a candle. When you put it on, so that's also, so it's not enough, not enough that you want to be on Shabbos, but you have to want to be specifically that this should be the thing on the bottom, because it's better for the thing on top. But if it doesn't make a difference, if there was no towel there, they put it just on the thing underneath the towel. It's not there's any. So that's the Truma Sadesh's work. But that doesn't mean anything. So it's not a bosses. But the box, you want it in the box. But you don't want necessarily that there should be, you definitely want it in the box. The box is a boxes. Because you wanted the wallet to be in the box, the drawer, one of them. So then that can be a dinner of boxes. The fact is, the towel in the drawer first. That's no mal of the no mari, but then the towel is not a bus, even though it's laying top of the towel. So this is the old yisod of the Truma Sadesh. That's his yisod. Visa Mashanogi Mishab is last year. I'm up a little milk and I'm basically duty. I'm no shallah. But some people. Sometimes the guy will take the light to put it away. And then the Jew will take the tablecloth off. So is that right? This is because the tablecloth did become a buses. The light is a buses. You want the light to be there for the fire. But the fact is the tablecloth is irrelevant. He said, anyway, we have a minute to keep the challah there. So that it's a boss's over a heter, or this is a heter, so then it'll be okay. And the challah is more chashuv. That more chashuv than the light, more chashuv than the fire. The light is just Taz. Because even though some people are machmir, you can be so much of the market of rock. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. Yeah, page 19. The references. He says, the freezer, Munach Bas Behema, Kai, he had raw meat in the freezer. Al Gabi Machal Mutter, going pa. As a kistum chala, frozen chala underneath the frozen meat. So you let it take out the frozen chala. Because we say the chala is the buses. This is mutter because the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham not because she does a shoyal. That's the shoyal of the Shubas Edition. The Lomikri buses, Dover Isser. That was the shoyl, you see. That was the, well, the shoyl speaking at that point. Okay, so that was the shoyl. So he says, the moment of Ramah. Doesn't hold up. Is that the case? Again. Maybe this is the argument at the end.
Page 8 on the top right paragraph on the bottom half.
Which one?
On page 8.
On the right?
On the right, yeah. Bottom half of the top paragraph on the right.
What's the first word of the line?
Nira.
That was a finish push by ourselves in the horizon. Yeah. You see, if you put it on Erev Shabbos, I feel about crying. Because if you put it on Erev Shabbos, I feel about crying, then maybe it's not. But he says that the Taz, page 19 back, the Taz is like the Truma Sadesha. So then you wouldn't need, so if you put it on with Kavana, then. Nice before Mishnah, he can make it. Even though you want it to be on Shabbos, so that would be the nafkamina with the tablecloth. Because the tablecloth, you want it to be there on Shabbos, you want the lechta to be on top. But it makes no difference that you definitely want that it's more sturdy, whatever this is, the tablecloth. Right? So if you hold that. That the shoyl is in the Truma Sadeshin, then it needs to have that component. If you don't hold like that, then it's going to be. Yeah. So he says with Harfenis that. Be so mechad the Magen Avraham if you need. His brother was over a good bit here. Discussion. Page 21. The Truma said that Shmachik Shoyal did bus is with Davki Mavinir from Kavan. Vinir from Vidar. If I cry, I'm a shrugging on the Chavatsum. The Teva Eilu Leilu Bnei Sheilu Mokapori. Lo Chavsi Vinir. Vishesh Lo Teshukhech. So the Dugma Kayim Shkir came out calling Shemukhal. Lo Chim Zal Zeb a freezer. Yish Dugim a buzzer. Vim Chai Shem. Mluchal Kutsar Shal Minima. Because you have all the food that you could eat on Shabbos. So there's those food become abuses. So the Magen Avraham says, it's not. So this, you don't care. It just happens to be there. You don't care that the let's see, that Magen Avraham is in Shin Tes Vav. Shin Tes, I've got Vav. If it's in the back of here. Page 10 of yes, so his leader pushed to the real child. That's what the believer writes. The Tantal and Canoodle got the kitten. She shall create. Okay. So that's what he says. It's really the shot we've taken off the troop as a pleasure. Really the shoil of the troop. So okay. Let's see. Anything else for my heart for this is true. This is one second. The first tshuva he has about kavanah Shabbos, put something in the drawer before Shabbos. Then you weren't thinking about it, then you forgot about it. He says that shocheach. Page 18. The local choshev buses. Okay, how you will das mefureshes. Shachevet. Shar Shabbos Shabbos. And then he has another word here, page 18. He says, Mustaber on page 18 on the left side. Crazy. He has spices. It's always in the same place. Use it for cooking. So he's nothing to return, but this is his Mokum Kavua. He says, if this is Mokum Kavua, that's considered busted. Even if you weren't thinking about chops. Unless he says at the end, you're not getting the money, you're going to take the money out before Shabbos. But if you don't stop, you're not thinking about Shabbos, but this is where you keep the wallet. You're not thinking about it. This is Malcolm Kavua. This is Malcolm Kavua as a din basis. Because even though you're not thinking about it, but then he says, usually we assume that a dover, if there's a bus of a dover het, dover iser, then it's mutter. But he writes here on page 19, in the chashloima, we need to cover a dover iser, v'shochar chole a dover heter, have a peek and have a bus to listen to the heter. By heter, you don't need kavana. The din of kavana is only by the dover. And you mock it to be the thing at the bottom is the board. Dover had me. So it becomes a Dover is specifically for the Dover had. He says, you can't move up, may I go to Rabbi Nachman Zemba, say, fairly cool to Yehud. You need one idea is you need it to be there on Shabbos, but maybe even if it's a Mokum Kavua, you know. And even if you say you want it to be on Shabbos, but you definitely wanted that this should be serving as a bus, not just be there. So the Shabbos thought that if that's mutter, that doesn't become a bus, and the Magen Avraham thought no. You wanted to be in the Shabbos. Towels underneath. You wanted it to be there, and you know the towels underneath. The buses. Okay. So these are some important sizes where buses the lovers. Okay. Okay. It's good to see everybody. Those that are here. Those Zoom. Okay, we'll be in touch. Hashem. Nice to see you, everybody.
Is there another Shir on buses next week?
So next week, we're going to talk about Rav Shmuley, and we're going to probably go back to buses after that. We're going to do a couple of Shir on Rav Shmuley, and then Bez Hashem, Bez Hashem, Rav Shmuley, and then Bez Hashem, Hanukkah Shir. But I think we're going to still have a little bit more on buses.
Okay, because I was so vague in buses.
Okay, yeah, buses. We're not finished with buses. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good enough.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Simon. Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you all.
Kultur.
Let me call Joe Miller. Joe, we just finished this year, President. We're just shutting it off right now, Dr. Sarlin. And if you could put it up in the shear.